The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, كُنْتُ نَهِيتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ encourages us to visit the graveyard. Why? فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. For indeed it reminds you of the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we shall be listening to the adab, the manners and the etiquettes of visiting the graveyard. It has been stated that before leaving, one should first perform two cycles of prayer. Within the two cycles of prayer, he should first recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and subsequent to Surah Al-Fatiha, he should recite Ayatul Kursi once, followed by Surah Al-Ikhlas three times.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
Upon having prayed the two rak'at, the two cycles of prayer, then present its reward to the deceased, and you also shall gain reward. Now inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall be traveling to the graveyard. But remember that when one is to travel to the graveyard, then he should not indulge in useless talking, but rather he should recite the Holy Quran, tasbih and istighfar.
Preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have arrived at the graveyard. It is a saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now when you see the graveyard, you should recite this dua.
For the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the...
Or you can simply say, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Ahlul Qubur. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are extremely fortunate to be part of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, pertaining to which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ummati ummatun marhumatun." Now, my ummah, it is a sacred ummah. Why? Because tadkhulu quburaha bidhunubiha, they enter their grave with their sins. Wa takhruju min quburiha la dhunub alayha. But then, when they exit their graves, they are free from any sins. Why? Tamahhasa anha bi istighfar al-mu'minin. Reason being is that people or their sins have been omitted due to others seeking forgiveness on their behalf.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the...
The ulama say that when you enter the graveyard, then upon having given salam, you should approach the intended deceased from the side of the feet rather than the sides of the head. And you should also remain on, if you were to face the face, then on the left side of the grave where the face shall be facing, or where the deceased shall be facing, on their right side. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that when you enter the graveyard, then فَقْرَأُوا بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ. You should recite Surah Al-Fatiha وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ. And similarly, you should recite the Mu'awwadhatayn, meaning قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, the entire surah, and Surah An-Nas. And similarly, you should also recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, meaning Surah Al-Ikhlas. Then upon having recited this, you should supplicate for the deceased using the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. If you do not know the Qur'an or these surahs of the Quran, if you're not familiar with these chapters of the Quran, then as Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he states in the Sharah of Sahih Muslim, then simply recite that which is easy for you, meaning any portion of the Quran which you find easy to recite.